are listening to the Gormenberg Girls Podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gormenberg Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Great.
So we had a nice long weekend.
We sure did.
We're going to tell everyone about that today. We celebrated your anniversary.
We did.
Not just the two of us. I mean,
you and I celebrated my wedding anniversary. Yes, we did.
The four of us.
Not that that would be something that would be completely uncommon to do, but, you know, for us.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. How about we went to a Mother's Day little brunch the day before Mother's Day. And when we went into, where were we? Banana Republic.
Yes.
Is that where we went?
We went into Banana.
And we bought pants. And then we said that we were going to buy them for each other.
Yeah. We were buying
so that
for
we
each
weren't buying yeah. ourselves anything.
Not spending.
They were the same pants.
They were.
We often do that.
I bought them for you. You bought them for me. It was like a gift.
Yeah. It's all good.
It works.
No guilt in gifting.
No guilt in gifting. We're very generous.
We are. Extremely.
So thoughtful.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so 27 years for you.
27 years, yeah. It's crazy. Where does the time go?
I don't know, but it goes fast.
It does. It really does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot happens in 27 years.
Yeah.
Like you have kids and they grow up.
Right. And then they start having kids.
Yeah. In your case, your kids already have kids. Well, not all of your kids, but your oldest has kids.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so are we going to just take people through the weekend, tell them what we did and where we ate? And
yeah, so we decided to do a little staycation this time. Mm-hmm. It's not unlike us to head out of town to celebrate sometimes, but this time we decided to stay close to home. And really, it's a lot of fun because I know we mentioned this before, but there are so many things to do in your own hometown. There are
that
so
you
many
don't
things to do. Yeah, that you just don't do.
Yeah.
And I think it was when we had gone to Fry at the Carnegie, like a couple of months ago. Our guys like went off and walked around a little bit at the museum, and we were just sitting there and eating, and.
Of course.
Yeah, there's something different. And they were like so into the whole idea of going to the museum. And it's not something that really as adults, as couples, that we take time to do because our husbands are busy working and they're doing things. It's like if you do something with your kids, then you make time for that kind of thing. But going to the museum with your kids is a lot different than going as an adult.
It sure is. Yeah.
I mean, you want to see different things. Although my husband wants to see some of the same things the kids want to see.
Yeah, we were looking at the art, and he just wanted to get out and look at the reptiles.
Yeah, he just wanted to go see the live reptile exhibit, and he wanted to go see the dinosaurs.
So I really essentially felt like I was with
you. Yeah,
kids.
I know. So it really wasn't much different. Although we did spend,
we did spend
a fair amount of time in looking at some of the art.
We did. It was fun.
Whatever. That was fun. Yeah. So back it up. Just saying that, obviously, we ended up going to the museum. But it's just nice because there are things to do in your city. And one of the great things, I think, is that we stayed at the Oaklander, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is a beautiful hotel. I mean, the fact that it's brand new certainly helps things. But it's just like such clean lines. It's beautiful. Just a great place to stay. I think I only have one complaint.
Okay.
Do you know what the complaint might be?
No.
So the entire hotel, be it in your room or in the restaurant, wherever, is comprised of all of these incredibly large size windows.
Oh, yes. We were talking about
this. And you're in a room.
Which is beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, you want to enjoy those views any time of the day that you're in there. And so for us, like in particular, we were, after we had gone to dinner, which we ate dinner that night at Spirits and Tales, we'll get back to that, but gone to dinner, and then we decided that we were going to like play cards and have some wine just in the room. And here we are in your room, beautiful, like
corner
huge
room,
like amazing views of Oakland. And we were wondering, because it seems like that the windows should be mirrored and that you could see out, but people couldn't see in.
Yeah, that's what you would hope for.
That's what you would hope for. Yes.
So if you've stayed at the Oaklander and thought that.
Yeah, you're wrong.
People could see you.
People could see you because we went up to the window and people were like, if you did anything at the window, they would, you know, they're waving and they're looking, and Paul was dancing in front of the window and they're dancing back.
They danced back, yeah.
And so you know that they can see into there. And so that is my only complaint about it. You have these amazing windows with an amazing view, and you can't really leave your curtains open because people can see you.
Right.
So...
yeah, for some things, yes. For other things, no.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Not cool. So, yeah. So, public service announcement, people.
Close your blinds
if you stay at the Oaklander. You know, I mean, not all the time, but sometimes you want to make sure that the blinds are closed.
But
so
truly,
that's my only complaint.
It is a beautiful hotel.
It
and
is.
Like you said, everything is brand new, which is really nice because you walk in and you actually feel like you're the first one in there. It is so perfect. Everything is perfect.
It is. Yeah, and the beds are super comfortable and everybody is extremely attentive. Whatever you need, they're like right there to help you out. And it's just, yeah, it's beautiful. Bathrooms are beautiful. The shower is incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was great about it.
Yeah.
Except that you can see in the windows. It's the only thing.
And were we supposed to get cookies with turn down service?
You're supposed to get something from Prannell's. They never came and turned down our bed. Did they turn down your bed?
No. So no Prannell's.
Yeah. So if anybody.
So two complaints.
Anyway, yeah. Right. Sounds like we're like dissing it. It's really a great hotel. We definitely recommend that
you stay
there. Oh,
I would go back today if I could.
But
I'd stay longer too.
You know. Certainly, I was probably lacking from not getting that Prannell's. You know, I'm sure I didn't eat enough between the big whopping 2 days that we had spent in Oakland. Anyway, so we went to dinner at Spirits and Tales.
We did.
And as always, the food was excellent.
Yeah, we tried a few new things that we hadn't tried before on the menu. Mm-hmm. Everything was amazing.
Yeah.
No complaints there.
No.
Food is great.
It is.
Service is great.
It is. Yeah. We had the same waiter that we had the last time.
Yeah. Todd.
Todd. He's great. And as per usual as well, they have oysters. And so Paul and I ordered oysters. Mm-hmm. But a little peer pressure.
Yeah. I had an oyster.
You did. I have a video.
I know you do.
But it wasn't bad, right?
It's the texture. I mean, I can eat them. I wouldn't not, like, I would do it again. But it is the texture. There's something about the texture. I feel like you have to really mentally prepare yourself if you're not someone who usually indulges and loves oysters naturally.
Gotcha. And truthfully, different oysters have a different texture to them. Some of them are a little bit different than others. Some of them are a little meatier, and some of them are a little
snottier.
Perhaps. Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. So here we had oysters. We ordered lots of food because that's what we do.
Yeah. Oh, well, always.
Yeah. And I feel like this is going to become a thing, just like when we go to Acorn, we finish every meal at Acorn with their carrot cake. Like, you just can't get out of there without it because we love it. Chef Jessica Lewis makes an incredible almond cake.
Oh, it's so, so good.
And every time we've been there now, we've had that.
It's gooey and warm and delicious.
It's so, and gluten-free.
And gluten-free.
Which almost means guilt-free.
Yes. That's
but
right.
Not really, but that's okay. I'm going to go with that. Yeah.
Well, everything that she does make, and we've talked about this before, is she's health conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very careful. And I have to say, I got up on Saturday morning, and usually if I'm eating in a way that I shouldn't eat or overindulging the night before, I have a very difficult time getting my jewelry on my hands. Mm-hmm. I'm swollen. And that was not the case Saturday morning. I could tell that what I put in my body was good for my body.
Yeah. We did talk about that Saturday morning. That mm-hmm. was very true. Like, yeah. It was.
And that's saying something. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It's not like it's lacking in flavor in any way. It is not. It's amazing.
No, it's just not overly salted.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, very good. So shout out to her again.
Yeah.
So then we got up in the morning and we went to Pie for breakfast.
Yay. It was so good.
It was a little bit of a wait to get in, but not bad. I think we ended up waiting about 20 minutes. We went early, too, because I had heard from people that the issue was more you were going to wait longer as it got closer to brunch time. But we left the hotel and walked, and it's like about a 7 to 10 minute walk from mm-hmm. the hotel. It's not that far. It was a beautiful day. We walked over and waited about 20 minutes, and we had left the hotel. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And went over and, yeah, just a nice, like, basic. It kind of reminds me, like, the things that they offer for breakfast, just basic kind of stuff. Reminded me a little bit of going someplace like DeLuca's in the
Strip.
Yeah,
it's like a little hometown diner.
Yeah. You can get eggs and quiche and, you know, pancakes and things like that. But their big claim to fame is the whole pie, and the really what they're known for is their vinegar pie.
Which, wow. So I want to go back.
Just for the
pie. And I don't want to share it this time. Yeah. Next time. We all shared it, which was great. But I want to go back and have my own piece. I never want to share again. Yeah, I enjoyed it that much.
It was really good. Well, they have right on the menu, too, that their pie crust, that they use lard in their pie crust. Which,
yeah, well, hey.
That's like, no kidding, it's going to be delicious.
Right.
Yeah, that was some good stuff. And we got the rhubarb pie as well. Yeah. And it was good. And I guess probably had we not, it was the vinegar pie really was stole the show.
It really did. And he convinced us, our waiter convinced us to get it. And I'm so glad that he did. Yeah. But for anyone who's thinking, ooh, vinegar pie. Do we have
it's
any
so
kind
good.
Of description for that? It's almost lemony. You feel like you're eating
like pecan pie. It has like the texture of pecan pie without the nuts in the center. It has like that kind of gooey center
it
to
has
it.
The gooey, but it almost reminds you of a little bit of a lemony flavor or something. Mm. At least for me, I felt like that. I felt like...
Yeah, I didn't get that. Maybe that's more of like the acidic nature of the ingredients in there. So they use... they use apple cider vinegar in theirs, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
I actually made it for at Thanksgiving time, I think I made it. Somebody had been talking about it. It was like there was, for a little while, there was some time where people were really talking about the vinegar pie. Somebody had, and I think they ordered it from Pie for Breakfast, and I thought, oh, this is really interesting. What is it? I looked it up, and I made it, and it was very tasty. But theirs had this, almost like the pie crust itself was amazing.
Right.
But on the top, you almost had to like break through it, kind of like you do with the pecan pie with the nuts on top. But mm-hmm. there's obviously no nuts in that. It has that gooey center, and it was really, really good.
So
it's really
good.
Yeah, so don't let the name deter you. You have to try it. Yeah, order it. You will love it. I mean, it's delicious.
Right.
Really is.
And
very,
get a piece
good.
All for yourself. Don't share.
Don't
share.
Share.
You'll thank me later. Yeah,
right. Take it from Jen. Don't share your pie. Yeah.
So funny.
And feel free to order it for breakfast because by all means, that's the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Pie for breakfast.
I enjoyed it. I loved my quiche. My quiche was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Very
good. Everything was good.
It
we
was.
Were all four of us were really happy with what we got. It was very good. And the service was great.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, even for them being busy and there were people waiting when we were coming in, you're kind of like in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like some long period of time that we had to really wait. I didn't think the 20 minutes was so bad.
No, and I think they quoted us 30 and it didn't take that long. It went very quick.
Yeah. And then when we left, we kind of took a little walk through Oakland, which was great.
It was
the
so
perfect
beautiful.
Time of year. It was a beautiful day. It was still early enough. It got pretty warm on Saturday. But it was still early enough in the day that it wasn't super hot. And so all of the students are gone because school's out for summer and with the college students. And so it was so quiet.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It was almost peaceful. If you can say that about the city, and I know people would think, how can you say that when you're in the city? But
yeah,
it was very peaceful and the weather was gorgeous. The sky was completely blue. Mm-hmm. This is early in the day before the weather changed at all.
And everything looked green and the sun was like shining through the trees around the cathedral. Like we walked through the Cathedral of Learning. We went inside and reminisced a little bit in there because your husband had gone to Pitt and he was talking about all the different, we walked through, you know, by and into some classrooms where he had like, some of his class in here. And just like amazed just at the structure itself and how it was built. My husband is a brick mason and does stone work and brick block and concrete, and just looking at some of that, I mean, it's just amazing when you look at any of these old architectural elements in any of these older buildings. Like, how did it get there?
Yeah, birthed without a computer program, which is incredible.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
the artistry. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, the architecture is absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. And the windows are so pretty. Stained glass windows that are in there and different like little alcove, like niche areas. Just so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
Yeah. So I went back to the hotel and just kind of gathered some things and got situated then for the day and headed to the museum. Spent a few hours there.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, I think most Pittsburghers, listen, if you haven't been to the museum yet, I don't know what you're waiting for, but we have a great museum.
We do.
And so that was enjoyable. And there were a fair amount of people, but it wasn't crowded.
No.
It was nice. Again, it was another nice, it was a nice day to do the museum.
And then we, of course, headed to eat again.
Yeah. Because that's what we do. We were hungry. We worked up an appetite. Yeah. So we went and grabbed our vehicles from the hotel.
Yeah.
And then headed to Sunderland's Warehouse, which that was great.
Yeah, it was the first time. I've never been to Sunderland's before in Lawrenceville nor at the new location.
Yeah.
So that was really nice.
So the new location is great. And had it been, it was iffy all day as to whether or not it could rain at any moment. Like with every passing hour getting into the afternoon, you were wondering. The sky kind of looked like it wanted to rain the later that it got. And so
because we seem to be in monsoon season here.
I know, right? Typical weather for May in Pittsburgh. But it would have been nice, we were commenting, it would have been nice to sit outside on that patio area, but it was a little too warm. Like, I just don't like to sit outside when it's I don't want the sun beating on me when I'm trying to eat and enjoy a meal.
Yeah, I agree.
I cannot hydrate enough to feel comfortable. I mean, unless I'm at a swimming pool and I can drench myself first, I'm just not into that.
But yeah. Yeah, I like to sit outside in the evening or at night.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Or even earlier in the day wouldn't be so bad, but not the height of the afternoon.
Right.
so we ordered food from there. It was very good. Thought it was really good.
Yeah. And I'm trying to watch my cholesterol and everything, so I ordered a kale salad, which is different from, you know, most people are getting burgers and everything. And I did not feel deprived at all.
It was a huge salad.
It was delicious.
Okay, and I would love to post pictures because you and Paul both got salad. Well, Paul had ordered the same thing as I did, the hot fried chicken sandwich. But he changed his order midway through, and he got a salad as well. He got like the romaine, which is basically very similar to like a Caesar salad. But I'm cracking up because when we took pictures of these, they're just like, it looks like they're covered in a snow heap of cheese, which is great. I love cheese, but you can't really see the salad because they're so covered in cheese.
Right.
But they're healthy big cheese, salads.
Not,
yeah.
Not thick. Like
no, yeah,
I think the amount looks more than it was because but it was very fine all over it.
Yeah. And I love cheese, so I wouldn't be complaining about that. But
right,
what else do we get? Because we got some the pierogies and the nachos.
Yeah,
so the nachos are made with pork rinds.
yeah,
those were really, really good.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah.
because of that, it would be low carb. There aren't any carbs in those, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about everything else that was on there, but I'm figuring it had high to be fat. Keto friendly.
Yeah, high fat, low carb. Yeah.
Right, so my husband had ordered those. Scott ordered them, and I thought it was funny because I'm thinking, what in the world is he doing? Did he not read this? You know, and he was like, oh, what do you mean they're not, like, there's not tortilla chips or whatever? Like, no, did you not read the thing? You know, it's like pork. He loved them.
They were
excellent. Just so different. Yeah.
So good.
They
I had
so
one.
Good.
Very good.
Yeah. And then we tried the pierogies, too. Those
very
were
good.
Amazing. Yeah. And I've been seeing a lot of people post about those and talk about them, and they were really, really good. Not your typical, like, you think you're going to just get pierogies with butter and onions, and it wasn't that way at all. There was like a red pepper kind of puree that they laid on the plate, and I mean, they were just cooked. They were nice and brown.
Yeah, they were delicious. They looked pretty. They had, was it cucumber?
There was some cucumber cut up on the top of those. Yeah, they were very, very good. And then I got the fried chicken, and Scott got the smash burger, which we both thought were delicious. And I tried the meat from his burger. It was very good. And then totally cracking up too, because ordering beverages. So Scott isn't one really, I mean, he's just your basic light beer kind of guy, you know, or fruity drinks, which is funny for, you know, you look at him and you see this guy that, you know, obviously lifts a lot for his job, and you're thinking like, yeah, fruity drinks, you know, like when we're on the beach, he's the one ordering pina coladas.
What tastes like Kool-Aid? I'll take that.
Yeah, give me two. But when it comes to beer, like, he's not into the whole craft beer thing, and he certainly doesn't like dark beer. He can't get into that at all. And the he was like looking at the menu and wondering, well, what do you have? I think he kind of joked around even and had asked the waitress. He's like, well, I'll take a Coors Light or a, or some, and she's like, yeah, we don't have that. He's like, well, what's the closest thing that you have? So, she told him what it was, and it ended up being their Pilsner. It's called Tracks Again. And then we were looking at it on the menu, and it's actually under the heading called Dad Beer. And we were laughing, but he liked it, and it was good, and we all tasted it, and it was good. It didn't remind me of, you know, like Coors Light or Miller Light or anything like that. Although you and Paul and Scott had all commented that it reminded you a little bit of like Stroh's.
Yeah. Well, growing up, that's what my dad used to drink.
Yeah.
And so
it was dad beer. That's what
it was. Yeah. They were accurate in their description.
Yeah. But yeah, so funny. That's.
You got a cocktail from there.
I did.
And I had a sip of that, and it was very good as well.
Yeah, it was the, it was called, I'm trying to think what it was called.
It had like.
It was spicy. It was a spicy daiquiri,
with
right?
Potato vodka, right? Did it have potato vodka, or did I mishear that?
Well, that's correct, because Boyd & Blair's vodka is all, isn't all of their vodka potato vodka?
I don't know.
I think that it is. But I don't know that it was, that there was any vodka in that. It was their other, it was their like ancho chili liqueur that was in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But it was Boyd & Blair, and there was rum in there and lime, and it was tasty.
Yeah,
it
had a little
spicy.
Sip of it. It was good too.
We're kind of all into this, even Scott liked that, and he doesn't like spicy. But ever since Paul had that spicy cocktail at Taco, I feel like everywhere we go, he'll order a spicy cocktail, and that's it. Like, that's all he'll...
Right.
Because he's not much of one to.
He loves anything
really
spicy.
Drink. Yeah.
So that it's kind of a unique thing to get started on, or to want to try, you know.
Yeah.
I would actually like to go back to Taco again and try it now that we've had them
other places
so that we
yeah.
can accurately compare.
Right. Because I feel like that was kind of our first experience with a spicy cocktail.
Yeah.
And
in my mind, it's still the best one, but it could be just the nostalgia of the evening that we had. And because that plays a lot into, you know, when you go someplace or whatever and you have a great time, then you think it's the best place ever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's funny. That reminds me of how many times one or the other of us will go somewhere, or we go somewhere together, and we're like, oh, this is the best, you know, but every time then you go to the next, but this is the best.
Right.
Yeah, they're all the best. But, well, there's a lot of good food here in Pittsburgh now. Anyway, so then we left. When we were done there, we left and headed up to the new Millie's location in Bakery Square, Summer of Soft Serve. And I had not realized that Bakery Square was having their, like, block party thing going on that day. So there was live music, and it wasn't, we couldn't park right by there. We actually parked a little bit away and then walked over. Opted not to do the parking garage, but that was nice. And
yeah.
And I ordered the dairy-free blueberry. And then they have the streusel topping that is from Gluten-Free Goat. And it was really, really good. Got a little bit of rainbow sprinkles on there, too. And then you ended up getting...
I got one little small scoop of vanilla with some hot... hot fudge.
Did you get hot fudge?
Yeah, on it. I love hot fudge sundaes, but didn't want much. I really only wanted a few bites of something. I should have gotten the blueberry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I would have eaten it with less guilt.
Yeah. And it's really good. And I've said to a couple people, you wouldn't even know, really. And then the rain came.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is happening? It's the rain on the roof.
Yeah.
Again, we are in monsoon season.
Yes.
It's constant every single day, which is great for our flowers, but...
Yeah, I said that to my daughter when we were pulling out. And it started to rain again. Because it seems like it'll rain for 5 or 10 minutes. It pours. Mm-hmm. And then it'll stop.
Yeah.
I said, well, the good thing is I don't have to water all the stuff that I planted this past week. Like, I put all my herbs in and my tomato plants. I bought a big one. I totally cheated and bought one that was already looks like it's ready to produce. And my flowers, my hydrangea and everything. I don't have to water them.
No. Yeah, let God do that.
Yeah.
He'll water them.
Yeah. Thank you. So we got some ice cream there. And that was very delicious.
It was.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then we stopped at Trader Joe's for some water. I started not to feel well. Not because of anything that we ate, but I just have this shoulder thing going on. And mm-hmm. sometimes I think the pain after being out and walking, and you don't realize, you know, you're swinging your arms as you mm-hmm. walk and you're outside and all of these things affect it. And then the pain makes me start to feel sick. Like, I feel nauseated and
yeah. And that's
so
not good.
I felt bad, but we had to cut the day a little shorter than initially planned because I was not feeling well.
Yeah. Which to me, I thought that's totally fine.
Yeah.
It would be miserable. I would never want somebody to go and push themselves to be through something. Because you were like, no, it's okay. I'm like, Jen, it's not, go home.
Yeah.
And why make yourself feel miserable? I mean, that's just like, that's what you're not enjoying yourself. And mm-mm. then, you know, and then I would just feel bad. Like, we're going to do that, then we might as well just all leave. That's not any fun. Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, but you continued on with the evening.
But I dragged my husband all over the place after that.
So let's hear about that.
Well, so that was the great thing. We've talked about this multiple times. We absolutely love every month. We have been participating for several months now, basically not since the inception, because the first month there was not room. But from like the second month on, we've been going to Defer once a month for their flight club. And you taste, it's four wine, you get tastings for four wines, and then you get a pairing for each one. And this month was sparkling wines. And so it was funny because my husband isn't a wine person. We've already established that he is a dad beer and fruity drink guy. And so when I went in, I talked to Sydney and I had said to her, okay, so instead of it being the four of us, it's only the two of us. Which, you know, she was like totally fine with that. I had kind of told her. She felt so bad. She's like, oh, I hope everything's okay. You know, of course, I tell her, like, yeah, Jen, she's going to have surgery. Like, this is like such a bummer. Like, what a drag for summer. But so then on the tail end of saying, like, it's just the two of us, I said, and also, I'm not sure, like, if Scott's going to really be into this, which she totally knows, because when we went 2 months ago, and our husbands were with us, he ordered like Rolling Rock. Yeah. And he tasted everything, but he wasn't really into it. I kind of think this time it just being the two of us there, and because it was sparkling wines. Because, you know, like when we go on vacation, if we're on a cruise or something and they're doing like the champagne reception and things like that, he'll drink champagne.
Yeah, it has a little bit of a sweeter edge to it sometimes.
It does, and I think it being bubbly, like that changes things a little bit. We also did it, so every time we go, Sydney will bring us everything all at once. Mm-hmm. She'll put all four pairings in front of us so that we can kind of capture a picture, and then she talks about everything and how it pairs together. But we went with the experience the way that she does it for everybody else, just bringing out one at a time with what pairs with that. And so he really listened. Scott was like really listening to what she had to say. And then he was trying really hard. He decided he was going to go ahead and do it. You know, he's like, no, I think I'll do it. Okay. So it was so funny. You know how like sometimes he gets like a kid.
Oh yeah. He's so fun with things like that. When he gets excited, it's contagious too. Yeah. Everybody starts to get excited.
Yeah. Because he's like a kid, but his eyes are getting real big and he's like, I can taste that. What she said. How does she know that? Like, how does she know what things to pair with it to make it taste differently, like to make it enhance the flavor? You know, he's just saying all of these things, and it was really cute. And with each one, it seemed like he liked the next one more than the previous. And it was just fun kind of watching him. And then I had texted you. I'm like, this is so funny. He's like into this.
Yeah.
He ended up ordering. He's like, I think we'll get. There was one in particular that he really liked that was a sparkling rosé. There we go. There it was.
She hit the mic.
I hit the mic. It's a thing. Oh, gosh. Put your hands down, Star. Stop talking like you're Italian. But he liked it. It was. And then Sydney told us that next month is actually rosé. So he's like looking forward. He's like, he's looking forward to it.
What date is that next month?
She didn't tell me what the date was yet. I don't know.
Okay. That should be before my surgery, right?
Yeah, because it'll be in June.
Okay.
I just hope it's not on the same day as, well, even if that's the day of Gracie's dance recital, it would be over by the evening, right?
Yeah. It's in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because you'll be at Limoncello. Yeah. That in the day, but that's only in the day as well.
Yeah. Right. But it might not be that. Maybe it'll be a week before.
We need to anyway, now that we're talking anyway, about our calendar.
Yeah. So now that, hold on, people. Let's just tell you all the things we have planned for the month of June. We'll get to that later. But anyway, that was fun. So as we're leaving, he's saying, I am so full. I'm like, really? Because you and I have talked about this before. When you drink wine, you start to feel hungry.
They actually call it an appetite expander. At least that's what's his name on the ship, the sommelier on the cruise ship?
Danny.
Danny. He calls it an appetite expander.
Yeah.
And he sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
We believed it.
So I'm going with it.
We believed it. And it works for us.
Yeah, and it does make you hungry, which is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because then you consume, like, several thousand calories after a glass of wine.
Yeah, right?
But so it's fun.
It is. Well, it had started to pour. So that's when, like, the rain got. While we were at deferred, that's when the sky decided to open up and just dump. So I'm like, oh, it didn't look so busy anywhere. And Scott says, where do you want to go? And I said, well, let's just like swing down around, get a Dionoise. We'll just pop in and just grab a couple little things. Whatever. So we pull up in front. It's raining. And I said, let me just call first. There's a good chance that they have something at the bar where we could just go and sit there. We didn't have to sit at a table. There was no room. They were packed.
That's not surprising.
So I don't remember if he said something, because we've been talking about going to Alta Via for dinner.
Yes.
And we haven't gotten it. We actually tried to call and make reservations for a certain day. The time didn't work. They wanted to take us later. And it just was later than we wanted to go. Of course, that had no effect on me this time because it was late.
But you were hungry.
Yeah, I was hungry. I needed to eat. So we went to Alta Vista and sat at the bar and ordered a few things. And everything was amazing.
I can't wait to go.
Yeah.
It's on my summer list.
Well, we have to make a reservation for some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just need to do it so that it's on the mm-hmm. books.
Yeah. Sometime after school's out and before much of the summer gets away from us, we need to go. Whether it be during the week. It might be easier if we did it during the week.
Yeah.
Who knows? But we had ordered the calamari. Scott doesn't eat that. I do. My daughter loves it. I decided I wasn't going to consume it all and I would just take some home and let Bella finish that. So I did that. We ordered the burrata, which Scott took a couple bites and I polished that off.
Oh, I love burrata.
It is so good. So good. Definitely delicious. And what else did we order? Oh, so there was an off-menu pasta dish. That was a carbonara, and it was really good. Mm-hmm. Of course, they do fresh pasta every day, and that makes a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely. Anyway, yeah.
And it was delicious. But we have heard multiple reports from everybody that we know who has been there. They've loved it. They've only had great things to say about it. And I can see why from that even, you know. I guess that maybe sounds like we ordered a lot of food. Well, they brought out bread first, too. I feel like there was something else that we got as well, but maybe that was it. I don't know. I don't remember. But I'm just kidding. But when we go, we'll order more food when we go for dinner.
Well, of course.
Yeah. We order all the food.
We do. And we're not sorry.
Because that's just what we do.
It is.
People say to us all the time, I think it's so funny. They'll look at us and they'll say, what do you do with all that food? Somebody asked this week. We have somebody that's doing something really special because our 1 year. And do you call it an anniversary or a birthday? As Gormenberg reaches 1 year, is it an anniversary or is it a birthday?
I don't know. I would say an anniversary.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought, but some people call it a birthday. I don't know. Anybody out there have any opinion on that? I'm curious if one is preferred over the other. Is one right and one wrong, or is it just a personal preference?
Is that our question of the week?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's make that our question of the week. But anyway, we have somebody that has offered to do something really cool for that. So we'll be looking forward to sharing that with you. Our anniversary date is June 8th. So that's just a couple of weeks away.
Yay.
But she said, do you guys like run like before and after? Or do you run off all that food? How do you eat all of that food? Are you eating all of that food? No, people, we do not eat all of that food. That is way too much food to consume. Yes, we eat all. We eat everything, but we don't consume it all.
Right. And it's the same with drinks. Like if I think we've said this before, if somebody sends over a cocktail or something, we will have a sip of it. We don't always
we're sharing the whole drink.
We share things. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are very conscious about it because neither one of us, we can be honest, we are not naturally thin. We have both lost a lot of weight in the past.
Well, we were naturally thin when we were younger.
Well, yeah, but not as adults and not after children.
Post children, we were not naturally thin. Yeah, you have to work at it.
No, I was naturally overweight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we are two middle-aged women, you know, fast approaching those years whenever, you know, your body changes and you've got to fight for it.
Yeah.
So.
And we don't eat it all. We don't consume it all. And we don't eat like that every single day.
Oh, my heavens.
We have enough content that when we're posting, it's, you know, you can post every day.
Yeah. But we're not out every day. My heavens. No.
Yeah. I feel bad. I have people that say things to me like that all the time as if.
Yeah, like they're jealous.
It's magic,
like that we
or
eat
something.
All, yeah. What are you taking?
No,
what are you doing?
It's Tuesday and I'm starving, people.
I know,
in a healthy way, I'm eating, but I'm eating clean.
Do you
want to
know when I ate today? No, you don't.
Salad, protein shakes.
Exactly.
Water.
I know.
Floating away with the water.
I had some plain Greek yogurt today with some protein powder mixed into it and some cinnamon. Sounds delicious, right, people? Want me to post a picture of that?
Yeah, people aren't interested in that. It looks
like brown yogurt. You guys don't like that, do you? I've learned to love it. I had that. I had a very stripped down salad. I had an apple.
Yeah, but we worked hard to get the weight off so that now we can enjoy and indulge occasionally.
Yeah.
Not right. Every day.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Don't get me wrong. I wish I could indulge every single day. I know, right? I want to.
But truthfully, it's not even just about that. It's not from an appearance standpoint. Although, you know, as women, I think, and I don't know, in today's day and age, everybody's like conscientious about, I don't know, from a vanity perspective. I hate to say that, but you know, you want to feel good about your appearance, and I understand that. And whatever that means, whatever, you know, if you're happy with the way that you feel and you look, that is awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm not, you know, there's no judgment here. Like, you do you, I'm doing me, we do us. That's how it is. But I'm like concerned about, you know, as you age, like, I want to be healthy.
Yeah, me too. And I had my first son very young. I was 20 years old, right before my 20th birthday, because I got married really young, because I'd been with my husband from the time we were 14, so I got married at 18, had my first baby right before I turned 20, and then we had a lot of issue with infertility. We had a big struggle with secondary infertility for many, many years, and so I was 35 when I had the twins, so I'm not as young this time around, and now I'm a grandmother, and I see, you know, I look in these little faces, and they are reasons to not just survive, but thrive. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do. And so what you eat, you really are what you eat.
Yeah.
Inside. Maybe not outside, but inside for sure.
Yeah.
So we do try to be careful.
Right.
And even at that, I feel like I'm on the edge. Right. Indulging a little
because
too much.
Because we enjoy food. I mean, it's a huge part of the life, how we grew up. I mean, coming from Italian families, that's just, I mean, everything. I think it's just culture for many different, you know, many different families. It's the culture to spend so much time around the table, which is what we're kind of about. We want to bring this whole, like, welcome to our table. We say that. We want you to just, like, kind of sit here, converse, and food oftentimes is, and we've said this before, it's just the thing that kind of connects everything together. You sit down, you enjoy a meal, you're talking about it, you're sharing life. You know, we like food.
We do.
A lot.
So. Yeah. And like you said, we've been conditioned to like food from our families from a very young age.
Right.
I would get home after school, and I mean, there are stories I could tell about my grandmother. I mean, I'm talking homemade mini lemon meringue pies, because those were my favorite. Baked for me fresh.
Yeah. How's milkshakes. That for an after school treat?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day she had things like that for me.
Yeah. Must be nice, right?
Yeah. I mean, believe me, we had our share of dysfunction, but she was amazing. She was Italian. Yeah. And we're going long. All right, let's wrap it up.
Tick tock. Yeah, let's wrap it up for this week. But what did I say the question was before?
The question is it a birthday or is it an anniversary? Yeah, when you have a, because it's sort of like celebrating achievement. Right? In an area?
I mean, like, it was...
We are achieving eating a lot of food.
Happy anniversary. You've eaten your way through an entire year. Well, we've eaten our way through a lot more than this
many
year.
Years.
It's
just, this is our first documented year.
Yeah. As an official thing.
Yeah. So is it happy birthday, Gormenberg? Or is it happy anniversary, Gormenberg? Maybe you can let us know that.
Yeah.
And if they want to let us know, tell them how they can do that, Star.
Yeah. Well, feel free to direct message us through Instagram. Please give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Gormenberg, GOURMANDBURGH. And you can email either one of us. I am Star, that is STAR, at Gormenberg, or at GormenbergGirls.com. And you are?
I am Jen, JEN, at Gormenberg, or GormenbergGirls.com. And if you would be so kind to rate and review us on iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to your podcast, that helps other people to find us. Thanks for listening today, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.